they dropped it. Had they been running? Or had they thrown it away? What was it Dangerous Beans had said? We're nothing but rats. And he'd said it in such a sad, hollow voice.
Where are they now, Cat? Can you find them? Which way now?
It can see what I see, he thought. It can't read my mind, but it can see what I see and hear what I hear, and it's good at working out what I must be thinking. It sees what I see. Once again, he shut his eyes.
In the dark, Cat, how will you fight my rats? The ones behind you?
Morris spun around, eyes wide. There were rats there, dozens of them, some of them nearly half the size of Morris. They watched him, all with the same blank expression.
Well done, Cat. You see the squeaky creatures, and yet you don't leap. How did a cat learn not to be a cat?
The rats, as one rat, moved forward. They rustled as they moved. Morris took a step backwards.
Imagine it, Cat, said the voice of Spider. Imagine a million clever rats. Rats that don't run. Rats that fight. Rats that share. One mind, one vision, mine.
Where are you? Said Morris aloud.
You will see me soon. Keep going, Pussycat. You have to keep going. One word from me, one mere flicker of a thought, and the rats you see will take you down. Oh, you might kill one or two, but there are always more rats. Always more rats.
Morris turned and edged forward. The rats followed. He spun around. They stopped. He turned again, took a couple of steps and looked behind him. The rats followed as if they were on string. There was a familiar smell in the air here of old, stale water. He was somewhere near the flooded cellar, but how close? The stuff stunk worse than tinned cat food. It could be in any direction. He could probably outrun the rats over a short distance. Bloodthirsty rats right behind you can give you wings. Are you planning to run to help the white rat? Said his conscience. Or are you thinking of making a dash for the daylight? Morris had to admit that the daylight had never seemed a better idea. There was no point in lying to himself. After all, rats didn't live very long in any case, even if they had wobbly noses.
They are close, Cat. Shall we play a game? Cats like playing. Did you play with additives before you bit his head off?
Morris stopped dead. A rat actually bumped into his back legs.
You are going to die, he said softly.
They are getting closer to me, Morris. So close now. Shall I tell you that the stupid-looking kid and the silly-sounding girl are going to die? Do you know that rats can eat a human alive?
Melissa bolted the shed door.
Rat kings are deeply mysterious, she said. A rat king is a group of rats with their tails tied together.
How?
Well, the stories say it just happens.
How does it happen?
I read somewhere that their tails become stuck together when they're in the nest because of all the muck and then get twisted up as...
Rats generally have 6 or 7 babies, and they have quite short tails, and the parents keep the nests quite clean, said Keith. Have the people who tell these stories ever seen rats?
I don't know. Maybe the rats just get crowded together once their tails get twisted up. There's a preserved rat king in a big jar of alcohol in the town museum.
A dead one.
Or very, very drunk. What do you think? Said Melissa.
It's 10 rats, like a sort of star, with a big knot of tail in the middle. Lots of others have been found too. One had 32 rats. There's folklore about them.